So if we're ready, we will do a half an hour meditation. And we just kind of settle into a steady, comfortable, easy position of the body with the 2 feet on the ground. And just kind of settle. I want to start with something very unusual. There is one word in the Bible which, when Abraham was asked by the divine, "Where are you?" he answered with the Hebrew word "Hineni." And I think this is the most beautiful word in the whole Bible, because "Hineni" means when the divine asks us, you and me, "Where are you?" "Hineni" means "Here I am. I am ready. I am available." And I just invite you just to feel that right now, when the highest place in us asks us, "Where are you?" Our answer is, "I am here. I am ready. I am available." And we can sense it as presence, as being at home in this moment of our life, of being here, fully alive, fully aware. I am here. And we can experience it as the aliveness in us, the being, fully alive from our toes to our head, and of course we can embrace the life of the body as the simplest experience to discover this aliveness. The hands are touching, the feet are on the ground. The arms full of sensations, the chest and the back alive, full of sensations, the touch of the clothes, the rising and falling of the stomach as we breathe, so much aliveness. Just be open to it. Meditation is like listening. We're open. There's nothing to do and nothing to fix and nothing to get. Just appreciate and know the aliveness in our bodily life right now. Let's get closer and more intimate, higher resolution. What is the experience of each finger in our hands as it touches something? And how does that experience change moment by moment? Look under the radar. If we're looking at the breath, what's the experience of one single breath as a journey, as a whole world of change? One breath. Let go and drop into our bodily life. And there will be thought and pictures passing through the mind and comments and past and future. This doesn't need to disturb. The life of the mind is like the life of the body. Like sensations in the arms or thoughts in the mind. And if we stay present and quiet and aware, then the stories in the mind just pass by in background. That's what the mind does. It's not a problem or a conflict. We just allow the mind to be the mind and the body to be the body. And we stay steady, aware, awake, here, listening. We remember to be kind to ourselves. Meditation is actually an act of love. When we give ourselves attention and intimacy and closeness, we are giving ourselves love. It's just worth knowing that and sensing it and enjoying it.